Welcome to the Tony and Ryan podcast.
Welcome.
I'm Ryan, author Tony Lodge over here, and we are about to call an OG, the big Gleese, gaggle.
Which Gleese? Because there's about 75 Gleeses now. The OG Gleese.
Self-appointed OG, by the way.
OG or Gleese? Sorry. A gaggle of Gleese.
In Minneapolis.
Minneapolis.
Hello?
The big Gleese.
The OG Gleese, how are you?
Oh my gosh. Oh my, I'm so good. How are you?
We're good. We are honestly starstruck that we're talking to the OG Gleese or the O'Gleese.
Oh, the starstruckness is mine. I thought you guys weren't going to call.
Well, the thing is that Ryan doesn't know how to read a clock.
Who's pointing finger? What are we?
Yeah, fair.
Pointing fingers? What is it? Lauren on a plane?
Well, I even put it in my calendar.
The Big Gleese had it in his calendar. And how late are we running for you, Big Gleese?
Well, I was thinking, I think at like 3, and it's 6. So just a couple hours.
Oh, we're really
late. That's way off.
Maybe it's a daylight saving issue.
Maybe.
And that's my story, and I'm sticking with it. But Gleese, do you approve the episode?
All right, fair enough. Of course I do. There's nothing I'd want more.
Oh, the big Gleese gives it the big tick of approval. That didn't rhyme.
No.
Wasn't a good pun. Don't know what was happening there. Okay.
Hey, it's the OG Gleese from Minneapolis, and I approve this podcast.
I'm going to say in advance, you're welcome, because Tony has the hottest tip for people renting a house.
I actually do.
Settle in.
Okay, so I've got a hack for renters that'll change your life. We have in our house, Torbs and I, we're renting one of those shit house like prison shower heads.
Yep.
You know, the one, it's just like a tiny cylinder and the water like spurts out of one hole instead of like.
Is it stabby or is it just like real soft and just like nothing?
It's kind of like vomits the water out onto you, just like, and the water just like plops on your face.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Anyway. I watched 1,000 YouTube videos and realized that this was possible. We bought a rain shower head from Bunnings, literally like unscrewed the prison one and put the rain shower one back up. Life-changing. Life-changing.
Because it's about water. Is this a part of being wet for life?
I think so.
Yeah.
I've included it in my tally for sure. No,
How many times have you been swimming? Well, I showered.
Yeah, and I showered like once this week, so that's pretty good.
This is a genius move. And I, when you told me, was actually so fucked off that I hadn't been told about this 25 years ago.
I know.
Because the amount of college dorm bathrooms, share houses, rough rentals where I've had water pressure that felt like an 18-year-old dog was spitting on. And then someone's like, oh, you could just change the shower. Oh.
I'd never, ever thought about it in my life. And finally, the Facebook group for my apartment building has come through because it was someone else's idea. And I was like, we could do that.
Yeah.
We could actually do that. So it is actually life-changing because don't you reckon that, like, at the end of the day, when you jump in and you have a nice shower, it really does make a change, make a difference.
So then afterwards, did you come and sit on the couch and you have that, like,
it felt like everything was right in the world.
Yeah.
And because
don't
it's
watch
just,
the news then.
Yeah, no.
Everything feels right in the world. What's on the 6 o'clock news?
Outside. But I think as well because, like, we've been traveling a bit for work recently and isn't it something that can, like, make or break a hotel?
Oh, absolutely.
Like, you know, when you walk into a hotel and you go, fuck, what kind of shower they got? Or if you've got a bath or if you whatever and you go, okay, what's that going to be like?
What about the ones that's like either 4,000 degrees or ice cold?
Yeah.
You can't find that middle zone.
I hate that.
Yeah.
And it's just like because you're standing there and you know how you're like, you're standing there, you're naked, you either want to have a shower because you've got to go somewhere or you want to go to bed or whatever.
Yeah.
And you get like frustrated because you just, and that makes me emotional.
And there's a delay, you put a bit of hot on. But it takes like 2 minutes for the extra hot to come through. And in that 2 minutes, you've gone, oh, maybe a bit more, maybe a bit more. And then when it fucking comes.
It's like Hades pissing on you or something.
Somewhere.
Yes. Something. It's similar to that.
Yeah.
It's similar to
that's
that.
That's great advice. And you're all welcome.
Yeah.
You're all welcome. But is it fair to say that when you did this, you were concerned?
Oh, well, yeah. So,
did you do this? In a rental that you own?
You don't own
because it's a rental.
So it was actually friends of ours, friends of Torbs and I,
right,
who live in a similar house to us,
right,
who had a similar shower head to ours, like the prison one. They did it. And I thought, you love to see that.
Well, if they were telling you about it,
mm,
I don't think they'd need to pretend they didn't do it because it's actually improving the house.
But can you do anything? Like, because you can't do anything. Like, I don't think you can't put fucking photos on the wall.
Can't you?
No, you're not allowed to, like, put anything on the wall.
Absolutely, just put it in.
What?
Well, that's a little different. Because first of all, yeah, you just put the pictures up, it's fine. And then, but with the shower head, you're actually improving the house.
Well, also, the friends of mine who did this, they could just unscrew the shower head when they go to move out or for a rent inspection if it was needed or whatever.
Oh, you did, I mean, your friends just had a rent inspection last week.
Yeah.
How'd you go? How did they go?
They went well. They it was fine. Well.
So
was
did you wait to put the shower head on, like, after the inspection?
No, because you know how impulsive I am.
Yeah.
There's no way that I could have come up with that idea and then gone, oh, we'll do it next week. I came up with the idea and within 30 minutes, Torbs and I had a fucking sausage in our hands at Bunnings and we were in there. I mean, our friends.
Who love sausages.
Who love sausage sizzles.
And so it was in there for the inspection?
No. This was literally...
Oh,
this
just happened. Happened. Right, okay.
Yeah. But it's a fucking game changer. But yeah, so that I feel like because you're just like unscrewing something and screwing something back in, I think that's okay because like there is a way to change the whole shower thing, but then you're like unscrewing from the wall and there's like, you know how there's like the flanger thing on the outside, like it's like a washer that like covers the hole in the wall?
Yeah.
That can damage paint and stuff. So we were like, okay, we're not going to do that part. Yeah. But like putting something on the wall, like if you were putting like even like a 3M hook, you know how sometimes if you take them off, like it can fuck the paint or whatever. I wouldn't fuck with that. We once in a rental, so Torbs and I, we don't own a house. Like we've only ever rented when we've lived together.
Yep.
And we were staying in this place in Bunbury. We actually ended up living there for like a month and it was fucking sick. It was right on the beach. It was the best apartment.
Yeah.
And there was hooks on the wall when we moved in.
Yep.
And Torbs had this big, beautiful piece of art that like his stepdad bought him. And we had that up and the hooks fell down. And there was like
Did it
ruin the art, like smashed all the frame and stuff. And then there was like two, what's it called, PowerPoints like on the wall and like completely destroyed them as well. Because it just like slipped down the wall and then they
smashed. Is that why you're only there for a month?
No, we ended up moving to Sydney.
Oh, okay.
So we'd only just moved and then that happened.
Yeah.
But anyway, and then that fucked that whole thing. And I called the real estate agent and I was like, well, it was their hooks.
Like, you didn't say that. How many times did you apologize?
No, I was like, well, this has happened. Someone's going to need to come and check. Because, like, literally it, like, sparked up when it happened. Like, it, like, smashed the things off the wall.
I'm proud of you for being direct and not.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, well, the hooks were already here. Like, we didn't put them up. And they were like, oh, that's okay. We can send someone. And they just, like, fixed it and took care of it or whatever. No.
Great work.
Thank you. I probably wouldn't do that now, but maybe I was feeling fearless on the day.
Yeah, I would have thought you'd go, oh, don't, I'll just buy the house.
I'll putty it up myself. Yeah, no, we were like, oh, like the things were already here. And I was just like, and, you know, our art has been destroyed.
Did they pay for that?
No.
Yeah, probably.
No,
fair.
They didn't. Yeah. I wasn't going to push my luck.
Yeah, you already had a good day.
Yeah.
Take the win.
Yeah.
I've heard of people renovating in exchange for like free or cheaper rent.
What?
Like if the guy was handy, for instance.
Yeah.
I'm not. So this isn't option for me.
Not relatable.
But there was a guy who was like a tradie and he goes, oh, look, if you can take it off our rent, we'd love to do the bathroom up. Because they're like, oh, we're having a baby, we want a bath. I reckon I can do a bath there and that. It's going to cost $5,000. That, if we're paying $300 a week, that equals about 12 months free rent. We just call it even. Or, you know, whatever the maths was.
What?
Yeah.
I feel like some of the places that I've lived, I would have continued paying rent and done that. Like if the difference was that I could paint a wall or put art up or mount a TV to the fucking wall or something like that.
Yeah.
100%.
I painted a whole room in Beaufort. because there was this room at the front and it was bright blue. And I was like, I don't
think
so.
This is fucked.
And that was going to be my study office space.
Bright blue. That's an interesting choice, isn't it?
It must have been a kid's room, maybe. Yeah.
Do you remember when feature walls were a thing?
Oh.
Like one wall was red and the rest of it was cream or whatever.
It was always red, like a burgundy, deep brown red.
Or it was the red with like the sand paint, you know, like a textured wall.
I think you'll understand when I go.
Yeah, like cross-hatched. Yeah.
So I had a feature wall in my house in Bunbury. That didn't last very long.
Yeah, right.
Took care of that.
So, back to the Beaufort thing, though. So the bright blue room.
Yeah.
What did you do?
Painted it white.
Yeah.
Like an off-white.
Yeah.
And I sent a photo to the owner and was like,
someone's broken in and they've done this.
They've taken nothing and they've painted the joint.
Yeah. It looks lovely.
Looks lovely. Looks like the guy hasn't done a lot of painting previously. Yeah. And because of
the corner cutting's not
great. Yeah, and because of the strong blue being covered in a white, it is.
Did you do a few coats?
Yeah.
Did the thieves do a few coats?
But it's just like, I don't know if there was ever enough coats over a strong blue with white. It just always. Look, let's not get into the higgledy-piggledy of what the burglar did when they came and broke into the house.
The burglar.
And I just went, hey, mate, we've painted the walls white. Here's how it looks. Looks pretty good, I reckon. And obviously, like, photoshopped and just, like, touched up a little bit in Lightroom. Obviously.
Lightroom, yeah.
And I was like, hope this is all good.
And to have the confidence of a straight white man, oh, what's that life like?
Do you know?
No.
Cam?
Nah.
Well,
the audacity to do that is like, that is, yeah.
I got the vibe that they didn't love the blue room either. So I thought I was doing them a favour.
But of course you thought that because you
didn't. No, in their response. He was like, oh, yeah, of course. I go, the blue room was a bit blue, so it's white now. And he goes, oh, yeah, yeah.
I think that's illegal.
No.
No, like on your rental contract.
It should be illegal to paint a room that shit of a colour. Where's the cops on that day?
I can't believe you. I didn't know that you did that. I can't believe you did that.
Yeah. I think I actually did a sponsored video for 3M. I was making money in that house. He's not getting the cut, though. He's already getting the rent. So what I'm saying is I cannot believe
you did that.
You know how we've talked about at your house that it might be better if the laundry was facing the other way?
Oh, yeah, if there was a pantry.
We could fucking knock that wall out.
Fuck no. This
afternoon.
No way. Oh, okay. It's gone from my friends putting in a new rain shower.
Imagine a pantry and a big space for your fridge in your kitchen.
That would be really good.
Do you want me to just do it for you?
No. No.
I'll do it.
Absolutely not.
You know I'm skillful and handy.
No.
I know someone who'll do
it. You painted a wall and you couldn't even get it all the way white. That's the problem with you. You start things, you don't finish them.
I finish them, just not well. How dare you accuse me?
Oh, you know, sorry.
Yeah. Thank you. So, look, hot tip, everyone. Do whatever you fucking want in a rental.
No, that's all we're saying.
Take Tony, a leaf out of Tony's book.
Tony's friends.
Not literally, the book's out Tuesday.
Tony's friends. I didn't do anything and I would never paint a room in a rental. I'd be too shit scared.
What would your house look like with a feature wall? The courtyard with a feature wall.
I've done a lovely red sand wall with the cross arching on it.
Hey, it's the OG Gleaves from Minneapolis, and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
Massive shout out to a few of our champion tapers over at our Patreon. There's a lot of names scrolling on the bottom, but some of our champion tapers, Katie Bits, Alison Caraveo, Joseph Prox, Taylor Prox, no account sharing going on
in
our house.
Thank you, Prox sisters.
Emily Lyon.
Got a proxy?
I don't think they're sisters. Joseph and Taylor, so I don't think they're sisters. Emily Lyon.
Not with that attitude.
Douchely Ash.
Okay.
Mariah C.
Oh,
don't know who that is. And Scott Aldridge.
Welcome. Thank you.
I don't want to laugh for Christmas.
So there's this new show on Netflix called, I think it's Instant Dream Home.
Yeah.
And they've got 12 out. So they make up an excuse. And I think they, in the first episode I watched, the guy's like, oh, mother-in-law, there's something wrong with the decking. So they're going to come and fix it. So we need a leave for the day. And so they like go to their friend's house around the corner and, you know, it always like does a cutaway of them like having a sip of tea on the balcony.
Yeah. Or they're in the car and they're like, can't wait for our lovely day out.
Yeah. And then in 12 hours, they renovate the whole place. There's like 50 tradies.
No. They fucking say 12 hours. They're there for a week. There's no way they're doing it in 12 hours.
So you know how you're in Perth next week?
Yeah. No, no.
Instant dream home, no. Baby.
No.
Instant dream rental. Well, instant rental. Instant dream rental. I pitched it to Netflix. They've signed it. They've bought it.
You know what?
Congratulations on your Netflix deal.
This is the second time you've said that someone's going to come to my house and film. Is this a prank as well? No. So
if you had a choice.
Hang on.
Between
our
the courtyard. Cam's
our producer Cam is house sitting.
If I come back
and something's different, I quit.
Okay. Here is your choices. Would you like me?
No, I'm actually putting my foot down. No, there's no choices.
Here's the two choices. Would you like the laundry, pantry, fridge reconfiguration thing? The configuration of that. Yep. Or would you like me to fully deck out your courtyard?
I'm talking
a plunge pool. I'm talking like a sun lounger. I'm talking a bar. And you know how you can do those like artistic drawings? So instead of looking into the courtyard wall, it kind of just looks like you're looking out
into the thing, like an
oasis.
Okay, all right. See, don't fucking touch anything. And if I find out you're at my house, I will literally call the police.
Okay, for like a split second there, I thought we were on.
I'm an actor.
Well, all I can say is enjoy Perth. Because
Producer Cam.
We look good in high vis and hard hats, baby.
That's fine.
So does Pippa.
Don't you bring Pippa into this. I'm trusting you with my daughter.
Oh, I'm so fucking pumped about this. Next week, I'll put it on the Instagram stories.
No.
So last week, I finally delivered your Christmas present mid-February. Is that sort of pushing it?
I think it is probably pushing it. Okay. It does sound like one of those things like, I ordered you something, it's on the way. It's never on the way. There's never anything on the way.
Let's be very careful what you say about that. I don't know if you remember, and like this was just like an off-the-cuff comment in December. So when I say I don't know if you remember, like you're allowed to not remember.
Yeah.
That I ordered you something for Christmas in addition to the cinema.
Classic.
And I was like, I was always going to do the cinema. But I had this other little thing as well. And I was like, oh, I don't know if it's going to make it in time for us to do the Christmas. Does this actually ring a bell?
Yes, it does. Now that you say it. Because I said, can you tell me what that was? And you said, nah, because I think it'll end up coming.
Yeah, like, so I didn't want to ruin it. Yeah. So it's arrived.
Do you have it?
It's arrived.
Do you have it?
Yeah.
What is it?
Are you ready?
Do I get to open it?
You do.
Do I? Is this another fucking thing that I don't get to physically open?
You get to. Well, it's arrived online. So you can look in your phone. But this is your Christmas present.
How did something that was arriving online take until March? I don't have it. Where is it?
I've texted it to you. It's loading.
Hello, Tony. Tony Lodge.
Is this Brian Baumgartner?
Surprise. Yeah. Tony, listen, Ryan wanted me to reach out to you and wish you a ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas to you. Now, Tony, he wanted to wrap me up, slap a bow on me, and stick me under your tree for Christmas morning. I had to say no to that, but I did want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Now, I hear you're very successful, Tony. And, well, listen. I'm wondering if I can join your finance team, okay? Because, listen, I can do numbers way better for you than any of those financiers, I think is what you call it. Best wishes. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Whether you hire me or not, I want to wish you a year ahead filled with new adventures, filled with love, filled with laughter, but most importantly, filled with chili. Nice. Just don't spill it.
Okay, so that is...
Because he's an accountant in the office.
He's Kevin from the office, and yeah.
The finance team.
Yes, that's
so
really.
So he's applying for a job.
That is really funny. Also, the chili he's referring to is a cold open from the show where he says, the thing that I do best is make this chili, and then he drops all over the ground. Mindy Kaling actually wrote that cold open. It's very funny. And that is quite a good gift. Mm-hmm. Did he send it only recent? Because the thing is,
well, you know how shipping and stuff, like, it's tough around Christmas. So he's obviously recorded that in time because he's referring to Christmas. But
yeah, and there's like a Christmas arrived. Tree behind him and stuff.
Yeah.
So I would just like to know what was the delivery issue?
Well, he's in America. We're in Australia. There's a thing called the Pacific Ocean.
So actually we should have gotten it before.
No, I just meant like for actually getting, because you know how when we send the Frank Rainwater bottles to the US, it takes a while because it has to go across the ocean and stuff.
No.
So, yeah.
No, I don't actually know what you're talking about.
Yep. So, Merry Christmas, mate.
No, so I really would like to know the information about the delivery of the video. And also, was he the cheapest one from the office or the only one that was available?
Weren't many office options.
Oh, sure.
But he is one of the options.
Options, yeah.
And may have found that in my junk email folder. From December 7.
Well, it's funny you say that because that's where everybody's personalised videos are from Patreon. They're all coming. They just might be huge.
It's a shipping issue. Blame Australia Post.
Bloody Australia Post.
Well, Merry Christmas, Tony.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. That's... It is a really thoughtful gift, but so, yeah.
Maybe not timely. Is that the issue?
No, I think just like you can't blame Australia Post if it's not their fault.
Don't tell me when I can and can't blame Australia Post.
I think that you can't blame them in this specific scenario. The broadband, though, that's what I'm
saying. Yeah, fuck those guys. All right, have you got any love to see it?
I do. My love to see it is from Alex Dorr in our Facebook group.
Yep.
And sometimes, keep it simple and it's the best. Alex says, a freshly uploaded Tony and Ryan episode right before my walk for lunch. You love to see it.
Love to say that.
See, the thing is that we are always there when you need us.
Yeah.
We are more reliable than any boyfriend, girlfriend, partner.
Postal service,
broadband provider, Dodo, iiNet, whatever.
True.
You know, so true. We're always there for you.
You're welcome.
And I love to see that.
I love to see that. I got a tweet by Tawdry Hepburn.
Tawdry.
My
Schmaudry Schmepburn.
My friend gave birth in a car on the way to the hospital. Mother and son are both healthy and doing well.
Great.
And if this is not the best dad joke ever, then get out of my face, says Tawdry. The boy's name is Carson.
Carson, yep.
The tweet continues.
Great.
Can you imagine in a few years, when the boy's old enough, hey, Dad, how did I get my name? And he's, wow. Driving and this is the car and you're a son. Called it Carson. But we're always there when you need us. Because it's a car.
Mm.
It's where he's born and it's a son.
Yeah. Yeah, the problem is not me getting it. I get it.
Because it's a car.
Yeah. Oh! And he's a son! Ah! Luckily, they didn't have twins and there wasn't car son and car daughter. Ah! Thanks for watching the video show. It's probably the last episode you'll ever watch. But if you do decide to come back on Monday...
I don't think they will. I think that was the worst episode we've ever done.
How's my hack, though? My friend's hack.
Actually, I take that back. You'll never shout differently in your life. You're fucking welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome. And I would like to know if anybody takes up my idea for a hack and pops a nice shower head in your shower, because you will not fucking know yourself afterwards.
If you're a tradie in Richmond, Melbourne, who's available next week when Tony's in Perth.
Okay, thank you so much for listening.
And have specialties in moving pantries or creating sick coil. Which did you choose again?
I said C. Don't fucking come over.
If we're going to come over and do something anyway, which would you prefer?
C. don't come over.
No, but if we did,
yeah,
and you
no,
had to choose.
You're not listening.
No, you're not getting the question.
No,
you don't understand
listening.
Multiple choice questions.
You're not listening. I said no. If you come to my house, I will call the police.
Well, you won't know we've been there until it's been. And you're going to walk in and go, oh, guys, you shouldn't have. And
then, yeah, because I said not to. So you really shouldn't have.
But when you're swimming in your plunge pool in your fucking sick courtyard, you won't be cursing my name.
I think I will be.
Because I'll be busy in jail. See you Monday.
Love you, bye. If I come home and then...
It's going to be sick. I can already see it. Like just in stories, you know, you'll just see updates.
We need to talk.
Have you got a high viz for Pippa?
No.
I'll order one. They're fucking cute as.